Tēnā koutou katoa. That's the instrumental for At Pieces Waiata Home. You're back here with me, Moiawa, aroha mai. Kia manawa nui mai koutou mā, if you were listening to that beautiful song and it was cut short. Motaku he. You're back here with me on Radio Waiata's Drive Show, Manatawa. And on the line with us now, we have Rongotai MP Paul Eagle. Now, as most of us know, fire and emergency services were called early hours this morning to a fire at Loafers Lodge in Newton, Wellington. And tragically, six people have lost their lives to that fire, and many were injured. And we've got Paul Eagle on just to give us an idea of what's going on now and what we know now. But before that, tēnā koe, Paul, kei te pēr here.
Oh, kia ora, kei te pai, kei te pai.
Hey, this is a tragic loss, eh? And it definitely hit quite a few people. It was really unfortunate to hear that kōrero early hours this morning. How are you feeling about that, being a local of the area?
I got text messages at about 2:30 a.m. And I'm used to this, because when you get messages at that hour, you think, oh no, so-and-so's passed away or someone's passed away. But little did I know, after reading a few of them, that it was going to be a big fire down the road. I live in Island Bay, which is close to Newtown, for those that don't know Pōneke. But nonetheless, when I got down there in my gym gear, my mate said, look like you're in your pyjamas down there. But I had the gym gear on because I thought I'd better go and check this out. Because I know that Loafers Lodge does have lots of Māori, Pacific and ethnic people who stay there temporarily. So when I saw the flames and the cordons were up, the Fulton Hogan trucks, the fire trucks were there too with the police vehicles, I thought, uh-oh, something big is happening here.
And I was gonna say, you know, during your campaigning and being a local and doing a lot of community work in there, I assume you know who do the people who are living there. Can you talk to us about who lives there?
Yeah, look, they are some of our whānau. Certainly, I popped up to Newtown Park Stadium, that's up there by Wellington Zoo, and the several government agencies, including Wellington City Council, have put together a temporary base. And so many of the residents were there. So spoke to one fellow who said to me, look, I'm from Hokianga. I've come down via Napier, but because of the cyclone, I found a new home here in Wellington temporarily. And I had a good chat to him. He said to me, look, you know, there's lots of our whānau staying there. He was last out. He got on the bucket, you know, the fire truck with a big ladder, and it's got a little bucket at the end of it. He said he was last off onto that, but he ran around his floor making sure that, you know, the old people were up and out. They apparently get regular fire alarms, so sometimes those who have been there a bit longer than a few nights know that it could be a false alarm, so he really had to say, hey, this is the real thing this time. So, look, and you know, they were all just exhausted, upset, but just happy to be alive. You know, there was one of them was reading scriptures, and another one was just, you know, had a guitar and just singing some happy songs. So it was good to see them, and nice to have a good chat with them too.
And that's really uplifting to hear, and I definitely want to talk on the support aspect of this, because there's no doubt there's ways we can support those who did live in that building and those who are whānau members of those who tragically lost their lives this morning. But before that, you know, one of the things that I heard from staff, which was from Brendan Nally from the FNZ Deputy National Commander, he mentioned that, you know, if the lodge had sprinklers, this could be a different story. Can you explain, you know, can you talk to us a little bit about maybe why there wasn't any sprinklers, and is that a recommendation or something that should be normal in buildings like this?
Well, I do know now that the building didn't have sprinklers, but it did meet its standards. So I've said, look, my expectations would be that every building in Pōneke meets, or in New Zealand, Aotearoa, meets the minimum standards. So it did tick the box there. The concern now has been raised by many just to say, hey, how come sprinklers weren't in there? I do know that Wellington City Council checked the building recently, but it didn't need sprinklers at the time. So maybe that's a kōrero that we need to accelerate so this never, ever happened again.
Absolutely. And I guess a lot of people would be starting to probably want answers around the whys and hows and anything like that. So is there any update that you can give about the scene right now, or even about the why?
Well, right now it's about just, paying respects for those who have passed. Unfortunately, six is too many, one is too many. But I'm sure that those whānau who are just coming to terms. I mean, I had a business owner, hospitality sector, who in the hospitality sector said to me, my chef hasn't turned up to work yet, I'm nervous. And at about 10 past nine, he rang, said, oh, he's just rung through. And what I learned is lots of people got out, but they didn't take anything with them. They just didn't have time, because those fire service ads often say that you've only got X number of seconds to get out. So people are coming to grips with that. I think there's going to be a lot of grieving done first, and we need to allow space for that, eh? We need to make sure that those who are upset, angry, those who may still not know if one of their whānau members has passed on, or someone hasn't been accounted for. So there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge. The cordon is still in place, and so once the site's handed over to the police from the fire service, who are currently in control, then I think we can ask some of those bigger picture questions. But right here and now, we're just focusing on those who have been involved.
Yeah, and definitely, and because you bring up a really good point about, well, essentially healing, right, and support, and I definitely want to touch on even the fire alarm aspect of things, and people having those things and being prepared, and so people have lots of questions around that. But you're right about that, and so I want to talk about the support aspect. What can people do to support those who are impacted by this fire?
Well, those that know Newtown know that it's a multiracial community. It's got every ethnicity you can dream of. It's the world in one little wee suburb, I say, and it accepts everyone. I mean, it's the one part of Wellington that's retained its unique identity in terms of, you don't have to be wealthy. Many don't own homes. It's transient. And so lots of people came to the cordon, and lots of people have gone to Newtown Park to offer food, kai, blankets, clothing, shoes, suitcases, you name it. I mean, I saw it all, and that's awesome. And please keep giving. I mean, that allows people to act gracefully in terms of, they may not have had a lot in the first place, and, they want some discretion about what they can, you'll find that every person's got a different story. Their needs are different. So there were tables laid out with lots of government officials and non-government. I saw Pastor Joe Sarevi from the Salvation Army, for example. City council staff were there. So what you had is you had a full-on, you had government staff who had transferred from out of their offices up there at Newtown Park, basically servicing the needs of each of those people. And you've got people offering rooms, homes. You've got a whole lot of people who are saying to me, hey, look, I've got a house, I've got a spare room, someone can come and live with me. And that's the generosity that only in Newtown you could find, where people do have a heart. I'm sure it's like that in the rest of Wellington, but I know it's like that in Newtown. So you keep it up. I just want to say, too, that keep an eye on the Wellington City Council social media. That's the place where you can find some updates. But also, if you have some information or you're still looking for your whānau, then it's 105 Operation Rose. That's the key code. That's the key number to punch in and say, hey, look, I'm still looking for my mate. Or if you've got information that's helpful to police, fire, still ring that number.
Yes, that is important details. There are still 11 people unconfirmed at the moment, and so that's important. Tēnā koe, Paul, and also the Mayor of Wellington, Rory Whānau, of course, has asked that people send their koha, or if they want to send koha, you can go to the, well, for the Wellington Mayor Relief Fund, can deposit funds via the Wellington City Mission and tag their donation to the Loafers Lodge fire. So make sure you do that if you do want to uffy. And, of course, as mentioned by MP Paul Eagle, you can go check out those things and keep people notified on if you have any pātai, go to those things. But tēnā koe te matua, moa wa kōrero en, kia piki te ora, we are thinking of everyone over there. So thank you for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Rongotai MP Paul Eagle there, having a kōrero with us about the fires that tragically took 6 lives, and there are 11 people, still 11 people unaccounted for at the moment, and that is for the Loafers Lodge in Newtown, Wellington. If you are unaware of that, you can simply search that ingoa and you'll be able to get a general update on what's happening at the moment. But if you do indeed have whānau that you are concerned about, make sure you message those. But I'll find those details and make sure people have that information. And of course, as mentioned before, you can send your koha for the Wellington Mayoral Relief Fund. You can deposit funds via the Wellington City Mission and tag your donation to the Loafers Lodge fire. Ka pai e hua ma. We are going to go away for a quick break. We'll play a waiata, and then straight after that will be the English news. And, of course, we'll be back with more kōrero and some information about this particular kaupapa and an update on what's happening this week, because there are some cool kaupapa happening at the moment, and we have some details on that. So stay tuned for that. But let's make sure no songs get skipped this time. We're not interested in that. this is Skankin' Sweet by Chronix. And you are listening to Moiawa here on Radio Wātea's Drive Show Manatawa. And indeed, that was Paul Eagle. That was the Rongotai MP.